Columbia Workshops presents The Brushwood Boys, in an adaptation for radio from the famous short story of the same name by Rudyard Kipling. The Brushwood Boy is the story of George Cotter, a sensitive and imaginative young Englishman who goes to India in the service of the Widow of Windsor. We first meet George Cotter one afternoon toward the close of the 19th century, when he is 7 years old, at a matinee performance of Pepper's Ghost in the Clarendon Rooms at Oxford, where he had been taken on a visit from his home in Devonshire. The performance is over, and the curtain has just come down.
Oh, I forgot my tie.
Why did you cry?
I've got a cut on my hand. I did it with my new knife. And when I cut my hand, it made it hurt.
Oh, I'm so sorry. Can I see it, please?
Can't see much. It's got a plaster on. It's all raw underneath.
Oh, it looks dreadful. It must hurt awfully.
Oh, it does awfully. It might give me lockjaw.
That would be horrid. I'm so sorry.
What are you doing, Master Georgie? You know you mustn't talk to strange little girls.
Oh, she isn't a strange little girl. She's very nice. I like her, and I've showed her my new cut.
Yes, and it's a very bad cut. I do hope it isn't going to give him lockjaw.
There, do you see, Hopper? I told you she was a nice little girl.
The very idea. You come along home, Master Georgie. What do you think your mother will say to such goings-on? Come along.
All right, Hopper. Goodbye, little girl.
Goodbye, little boy.
Has her ladyship returned yet, Perrin?
Yes, madam. She's here in the drawing room.
Thank you, Perrin. Hello, Mary, darling.
Hello, Fanny.
Got any tea? Hello, Lionel.
Hello, dear.
Didn't expect to see you before dinner. Has Harper come back with George yet?
Yes, they've just gone upstairs. Now, what did they do this afternoon, Sally?
Well, Harper took him to see Pepper's Ghost at the Clarendon.
Pepper's Ghost? But Sally, darling, do you think that altogether wise?
Altogether wise? Well, what do you mean, Mary?
It seems to me the boy's altogether too excitable and imaginative to see such things.
I'm inclined to agree with you, Mary.
Nonsense. Do him good. If I'd known he was going, I'd have taken him myself.
But really, Lionel.
Rubbish. Now, for heaven's sake, don't keep the boy in a glass case, Sally. He's sound enough. Give him a chance to let his imagination run away with him sometime. He'll come to the post all right if he's left alone. But not if you cramp him with your infernal mollycoddling.
You see, Mary, not much that I can do about it, is there?
Doesn't seem to be, Sally. But what about his dreams, Lionel?
Well, what about them? Perfectly natural for the boy to dream, isn't it? He's at the fairy tale age now, and he's hunting for his ideals in his sleep just as hard as when he was awake.
Perhaps you're right, Lionel. At any rate, it's a pleasant theory, if not a sound one. What are you going to do about his school?
Lionel and I were talking about it yesterday. We're going to have a tutor for him until he's 12. After that, he'll go down to Cranston. And then, if he can get through to Sandhurst, I suppose he'll wind up as a second edition of Lionel.
Is that so, darling? I shouldn't think you'd have much to worry about.
No, I don't suppose I shall, dear. Lionel isn't a bad old ox, even though he does happen to be your brother. He told you that we must get back to Paignton tomorrow, didn't he?
Oh, Sally, darling, not tomorrow. Stay at least another week.
Sorry, dear, we really can't. The Beltons are coming on Saturday, and Lionel wouldn't dream of putting them off.
Oh, bother the Beltons. More tea?
No more, thanks. I think I'll go in and see George for a few minutes before dinner. The vicar's coming tonight, isn't he? I suppose I'd better wear something high and black.
Oh, Mother, I'm so glad you've come. I'm so sleepy, but I've got such a lot to tell you. Harper took me to see Pepper's Ghost, and he was all white and wavy, and he played jugglers with his bones and took his head and...
Georgie, dear, not so fast.
Oh, but he did, Mother. He took his head and threw it in the air, and his arms played with his legs and feet, and he danced on his hands and sang a funny song about old Jim Crow. And there was a little girl with a hair brushed back like Alice in Wonderland, only prettier, and I was clapping my hands and it hurt, and I showed her my cut, and she hoped I wouldn't have lockjaw, and she was so sorry. And Harper said I was a bad little boy for talking to a strange little girl. And she made me come home and...
Oh, come, darling. You mustn't run on so. And you mustn't blame Harper for bringing you away. You know, she's been told she must be very careful of you when you go to strange places.
Oh, but Mother, darling, when I get older, I shall go to strange places without Harper, shan't I?
Yes, dear, I suppose you will.
I go to strange places now sometimes. When Harper leaves me alone at night...
Yes, dear, I know.
Beautiful places, too, Mother. But sometimes... The policeman tried to stop me.
Policeman? Policeman, dear?
Yes, dreadful man. They call him Policeman Day. And he stands in my way when I want to go to the City of Sleep. And I get so angry because I want to go to the brushwood pile. There's a beautiful princess in the brushwood pile, and she comes out to meet me. And we swim in the rivers and climb the trees and run up the mountains and sail the seas. Oh, Mother, darling, that sounds like poetry, doesn't it?
Yes, dear, quite like poetry.
I'm so glad I can make up poetry. Oh, but I'm so sleepy, Mother dear. I don't think Policeman Day can keep me away from the brushwood pile tonight.
Maybe he won't, Georgie. But if you're very tired, perhaps you won't even want to go there.
Oh, but I do, Mother. I'm always so happy when I'm there. Don't you want to go where you're happy?
Yes, darling, we all do. Here's Harper with your milk. Kiss me good night, darling.
Good night, Mother dear.
Good night, George. Don't drink your milk too quickly. Bad for your tummy. Good night.
Harper?
What is it, Master George?
Policemen don't interfere with nice persons, do they?
Oh, no, Master George. They're supposed to look after nice persons.
Am I a nice person?
Yes, my dear. You're a very nice person. Sometimes.
Is Pecker's ghost and crocodiles and Vandersnatch's nice persons?
Of course they're not. Now you must go to sleep, Master George.
If they're not nice persons, why doesn't Policeman Day keep them away from me?
You're talking nonsense, Master George. You must be quiet now and go to sleep.
All right, Harper. I do hope the policeman won't keep me awake tonight. You know, Harper, I wonder sometimes if Policeman Day lives in the milk. He was beating a pig the other night. Pigs are nice persons, aren't they, Harper?
Well, of all things, pigs, nice persons. Though I must admit I do like a bit of them sometimes. Are you asleep, Master George? Yes, he's got past the policeman tonight. I'd better put the nightlight out of his reach, though, in case he gets restless. He won't be able to knock that over. He's safe and sound till morning now.
I'm so glad the policeman didn't stop me. But it seems such a long way to the brushwood pile. I wonder if Louise is there and will come out to meet me. Louise? Louise?
Here I am, Georgie.
Oh, I didn't see you. Where did you come from? Where's the brushwood pile?
The pelicans took it away and hid it in the land of tomorrow.
Where is the land of tomorrow?
Nobody seems to know. Or if they do, they want to keep it to themselves. The rabbit barked at me when I asked him.
Oh, don't be silly. Rabbits don't bark.
They do when they're angry, and this one was furious.
Why?
Because he didn't like to show how ignorant he was.
You've changed a lot, haven't you? You're not a bit like the girl I've seen here so many times before.
At least I was yesterday, so I shall be tomorrow.
There you go again, tomorrow. My father said tomorrow never comes. What have you done with the cockleshell boat?
It's tied to a stump in the River of Light.
Let's take it and row to the Land of the Palms.
And then we can leave it and fly to the moon.
Come on, let's race to the river. Come along. Come along, hold on to my hand. Run faster. Run faster. Oh, look, there's the brushwood pile that the pelicans took to the Land of Tomorrow. The Land of Tomorrow. Run faster. Run faster, Louise.
Come in. Ah, come in, Cotter. Sit down.
Thank you, sir.
I suppose, Cotter, you've often heard it said it's hard to say goodbye.
Yes, sir. I've even heard songs about it.
Stupid, sentimental nonsense, don't you think? You know, Cotter, I've said goodbye to a good many hundred chaps during the last 20 years, and only on very rare occasions have I found anything hard about it. To most of the men who have been at Cranston, and your father amongst them, it has been easy and pleasant to say goodbye because of the knowledge that they'd been happy here and that we who had served them could let them go, comfortable in the knowledge that our service had been of profit to them and in the belief that their memories of us would be as pleasant as ours of them. I say goodbye to you now, Cotter, without counsel or advice, for if either were necessary, the 6 years you've spent with us would have been fruitless and the goodbye would be hard. Perhaps I may hope that one day my successor may speak to your son as I now speak to you. Goodbye, Cotter.
Thank you, sir. Goodbye.
Detail! Up! Sergeant Major.
The adjutant's compliments, sir. Will you please keep the detail standing easy until he comes?
Thank you, Sergeant Major.
He's coming now, sir.
Detail! Detail! Hunt! Reporting back with detail from Sunder, sir.
Very good, Mr. Carter. Stand your men at ease.
Detail! Hunt! Ease! Stand easy.
When did you leave Sunder, Mr. Carter?
8 o'clock Tuesday morning, sir.
8 o'clock Tuesday morning. 30 miles a day, and they came swinging in about 70 to the minute. Very good, Mr. Carter. Very good indeed. They look horribly fit, too, don't they?
Yes, sir. I don't think you'll find many weaklings among them.
You may let them go to their quarters now, Mr. Carter. I'll put it in orders they're to be excused fatigue duty for 7 days.
Very good, sir. Thank you, sir. Detail! Detail! Hunt! Dismiss!
How long were you up at Sunter, Carter?
34 days, sir.
Amazing what you've done to those chaps in that time. How did you do it?
I started easy at first, sir. Then I sweated the beef off them and worked some muscle on them.
Method sounds simple, yet it appears to be darned effective.
Yes, sir. There's lots of fun doing it.
Really? Well, if that's the way you look at it, we can give you all the fun you want. Young Davies isn't feeling quite fit, and he's next for detachment duty. Care to go for him?
Yes, sir, I'd like to. Are you sure he wouldn't mind? I don't want to shove myself forward, you know.
You needn't bother on Davies' account. We'll give you the sweepings of the Corps. Let's see what you can make of them.
Thank you, sir. It'll be much better fun than loafing around Cthulhu.
Splendid, I'll have it attended to. There's first mess, better cut along to your billet.
I thought I told you I wouldn't want you anymore tonight, Pollard.
You did, sir. But you see, as how it's our first night back, sir, I thought I'd better hang around in case anything might turn up like.
That's very nice of you, Pollard. I suppose the rest of the chaps all turned in early after their 3 days at 30 miles a day?
Oh, no, sir. Most of them was at the canteen, sir, right at the closing time. They was in very high spirits, sir. Very high indeed.
Really? Well, that won't do them any harm. Little relaxation never hurts anybody.
Blimey, sir, they wasn't relaxing. Not a bit of it. Yeah, and they wasn't tight, neither.
What were they doing, then?
Oh, they were sort of showing off, like. Private Snaffle offered to fight any 2 men in cantonments.
What did he want to fight for?
Just for the love of God, sir.
I suppose that's as good a reason as any.
Just what I say, sir. Though I must say, everything was peaceable, like, until one of them cantonment bludgers says as how the Sunter detachment was so bleeding soft that they had to be excused for tea duty.
Oh, I see.
Well, will you be going riding in the morning, sir?
Yes, tell Harris to saddle Mugwump. Bring him around immediately after the village.
Yes, sir.
Well, there goes lights out. No idea it was that late. You'd better turn in, Pollard.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. Good night, sir.
Good night, Pollard.
Hello, hello. And where might you be a-going, sir?
I'm going to sleep, of course. You better not try to stop me.
Oh, hadn't I, though? Supposing I was to tell you this ain't the way to get to sleep, what then?
Well, I suppose I should have to believe you.
That's more like it, Master Charlie. There be no use fighting against the law, be there? Remember how you used to fight against me when you was a young'un in Devonshire? And there's one time I specially remember when you was on a visit to Oxford.
Oh, yes. I know you now. You're Policeman Day. I used to think you were a dreadful man, but you seem much nicer now.
Ooh, I ain't a bad sort when you get to know me. You've met some pretty nice days out here in India, haven't you?
Yes, days out here have been wonderful. But you know, Mr. Policeman, one does get tired sometimes, even of the nicest days. And sometimes I want to go to the City of Sleep. In the land of night.
Of course you does, Master Georgie. Sometimes I like a bit of sleep myself, and I says to me missus, I says, well, I suppose we hadn't better go into that. But this ain't the way to the City of Sleep, Master Georgie.
Then tell me the way to get there.
Yes, I'll tell you the way to get there. Just turn to the left and close your eyes, and you'll open them up to a great surprise. The City of Sleep in the land of night is one to the left and two to the right. And if you turn without spleen or guile, you shall open your eyes on the brushwood pile. That pile you knew was a carefree boy, which shelters your hopes and your greatest joy.
Oh, thank you, Policeman Day. One turn to the left, and two to the right, to the city of sleep in the land of night. The city of sleep in the land of night. There. That's the second to the right. Now, where's the brushwood pile? And where's the girl? Oh, there. Louise! Louise!
Here I am, George, by the brushwood pile. The ponies are saddled and the cockleshell boat is waiting. Oh, Georgie, I'm so glad you're here. Was it hard to find me?
No, darling, no trouble at all. Policeman Day told me just how to come. But, oh, how you've changed. You're not the same girl who wanted to look at the cut on my finger. You're not the same Louise.
Of course I am, dear. But you're not the same boy who showed me the cut on his finger. You're not the same George.
Then we've both changed.
And we're both different.
But we're both the same.
And your finger has healed.
And your hair has grown.
The Wonderland child has grown to a woman.
The Devonshire boy has grown to a man.
And the light in the lighthouse is winking and blinking.
The cockleshell boat is rocking and sinking.
The lotus blooms close, and the bulrush is waved.
And the pelicans scream over Tom Pepper's grave. Pelicans scream. The pelicans scream. Louise! Louise, the pelicans scream! That's a rum go. I haven't had a dream like that for a long time. I wonder if the cockleshell boat really was sinking.
I suppose that's Captain Cotter's company coming in, Major Harley.
Yes, sir, with Abercrombie in charge.
Have my recommendations regarding Captain Cotter been forwarded to headquarters?
Yes, sir.
Good. When's he leaving hospital?
The medical officer says he can leave in a week, sir. And after another week loafing around quarters, he'll be fit to sail for home.
Splendid. He needs a good long leave after what he went through at Buckhand. He's not much of a lad for the women, is he, Harley?
Doesn't bother about him at all, sir. Yet half the mutton dressed as lamb in the station go positively gaga when he's anywhere within hailing distance. Oh, it doesn't make any difference to him, though. Puts in all his spare time doing tactics with Bentley. They sit up at it all hours.
Yes, I know. Wish we had more like him. Ever know his father, Harley? He was a jolly good soldier, too. I remember once in the Afghan, a good many years ago, in 84, I think it was.
Wouldn't you like to dance, Captain Cotter?
No, thanks. I hate dancing.
Really? Perhaps you've never had a partner who really fits you.
I shouldn't wonder. I've never danced a step in my life. Rather silly, I think.
Oh, Captain Cotter, it's positively uncivilized.
Well, perhaps you're right. You see, there's a good deal that's uncivilized in the life of a soldier.
Oh, but I've known so many soldiers who dance divinely, Captain Cotter. How would you like to make your first attempt with me?
I don't think I should like it at all. I'm sure to make an ass of myself.
Oh, Captain Cotter.
Oh, you mustn't think me rude, Mrs. Zuleika. But to me, dancing seems such a frightful waste of time.
Perhaps you think sitting here with me is a waste of time, too.
To pass time pleasantly is not unnecessarily to waste it.
You amaze me, Captain Cotter. That sounds almost like a compliment. I think I'd better leave you before you become a bear again. Perhaps someone else will come and find you. She might even wake you up.
Come in. Thank you, Steward. Put it on the table.
Oh, yes, sir.
What time should we dock in the morning, Steward?
Well, we expect to be alongside at 8:30, sir. The passengers will disembark at 9.
Nine, splendid.
Have my bath ready at 7:45, will you?
Certainly, sir. Anything more tonight, sir?
I think not, thank you, steward. Night.
Thank you. Good night, sir.
Ah, rather good whiskey. That should keep Policeman Day away. Rum bloke, Policeman Day. Haven't come up against him for a long time. What was that old doggerel he told me once? One to the left, two to the right, to the city of sleep, in the land of night.
Oh, no, Master Judge, that ain't the way.
What do you mean? I'm sure that's the way you told me to get there last time.
Perhaps I did, Master Judge, but you see, that was that time, and this is this time, and times change, Master Georgie.
Then why do you still call me Master George?
Begging your pardon, sir. It should be Captain Cotter, shouldn't it?
Oh, some kind of grown-up Cotter, I suppose.
Of course, sir. So you've grown up and lost your way, have you, sir? Lots of people loses their way when they grow up.
Do they really?
Oh, yes, indeed, sir. But this time you won't get into no trouble. It was one to the left and two to the right before. But you just keep going straight ahead now, and you'll get where you want to go.
I want to go to the city of sleep, in the land of night.
That's right, sir. Keep going straight ahead. And when you get there, you go right on through, and you'll come to the ocean of dreams come true.
And when I get there, go straight through, till I find the ocean of dreams come true.
Where have you been, George? So many nights I stand waiting.
And so many nights I've lost my way.
Oh, but what does it matter? You're with me at last.
Let's go straight down to the cockleshell boat.
The cockleshell boat is sunk in the storm. But the eagles have built us a lily pad raft. Let's take it and float to the end of the river.
We'll sail by Hong Kong and Calcutta and Java, and anchor our raft off the Isthmus of Light, and swim to the land where our dream buds shall blossom, and rapture shall rule us by day and by night.
Oh, George, let's hurry to the raft. Come on, we'll run another race. Ready? One, two, three, go. Come along, George. Hurry, hurry. Why do you stay so far behind? George, Georgie, where are you? Aren't you coming?
Yes, but really, Lionel, it's a perfectly dreadful thing for him to have done on his first night home. He ought to have come home to dinner.
Oh, don't be ridiculous, Sally. You can't put a bearing rein on him now. If I hadn't seen this place for as long as he has, I'd be blessed if I'd come home to dinner either. Barton said he went out with a rod. Expect him when you see him. And for heaven's sake, stop worrying about it.
He's probably so excited at getting back home again, he forgot all about us. Dinner, too. And that's much more important to a man.
Yes, my dear, but it was very rude of him.
Nonsense, Sally. The boy's never been rude to anybody in his life. Unintentionally.
Lionel, how dare you?
Thought I'd touch you with that one. Read it in a book the other day. been writing any more of that verse stuff of yours, Miriam?
No, I've been so terribly busy with the garden. I did one thing the other day that's rather nice, I think. Would you like to hear it?
Yes, rather.
Mother's made a sort of independent accompaniment to it. Play it for me, will you, Mother? I call it Waking and Waiting. You ready, Mother? Over the edge of the purple down, where the single lamplight gleams, know ye the road to the merciful town that is hard by the sea of dreams, where the poor may lay their wrongs away and the sick may forget to weep. But we, pity us, oh pity us, we wakeful, ah pity us, we must go back with Policeman Day, back from the city of sleep. Over the edge of the purple down, ere the tender dreams begin, look, we may look at the merciful town, but we may not enter in. Outcast all from her guarded wall, back to our watch we creep. We pity us, ah, pity us, We that go back with Policeman Day, back from the city of sleep.
Charming, my dear. Charming.
Here's George now. George, you dreadful person, where have you been?
I'm so sorry, Mother. The trout were rising so well I forgot all about time. I walked back through Paynton. It's a goodish step, you know. Do you think Barton could find some fodder for me?
Of course, dear. Ring for him, will you? Mrs. Lacey, let me introduce my son. Miriam, my son George. George, this is Miss Lacey.
I feel as though I'd known you quite a long time, Miss Lacey.
God bless my soul. I suppose he learned that in India.
Really? Why?
Oh, I don't know. Seems to be something familiar about you.
Not psychic, are you?
Good heavens, Sally, did you hear that? George psychic, what? Oh,
he well, why shouldn't I be governor? All sorts of amazing things in India, you know.
Upon my soul, Sally, we've got a yogi man in the family.
Well, at any rate, we've got him, and he's ours for a whole year now.
Would you like to come out on the terrace, Miss Lacey? I want to get all the Devonshire air I can.
Oh, I should love it. Do you think I'll need a scarf?
God bless my soul. What do the girls say, Sally? Psychic? A yogi man in the Connor family? Boy, would I never...
Why did you say you'd felt you'd known me a long time?
Why didn't you say the same thing? When did you change your name, Miss Lacey?
Change my name?
Didn't anybody ever call you Louise? When did you first meet Policeman Day?
Oh, such a long time ago.
Yes, a very long time ago. I meant what I said when I told you that I felt I'd known you a very long time.
What made you feel it?
I was outside the window when you started to read your verses. I stayed there till you finished. Do you remember the rabbit that barked?
Rabbits don't bark.
They do when they're angry. And this one was furious.
The cockle shell boat.
The lily pad rust.
The lighthouse that winked.
And the brushwood pile where you always were waiting. And Policeman Day with his lantern and stick.
And the woman that wanted you on the ship.
You know that too.
And the cup that bled when you clapped your hands.
And Pepper's ghost sang about old Jim Crow. Oh, yes, my darling. I know, I know.
And Policeman Day directed you right through the city of sleep in the land of night.
And we followed his course and went right through. And we've come to the ocean of dreams come true.
George and Miriam are out a long time, Lionel. Are they still on the terrace?
Huh? I'll see. There, Sally. They're still there.
I hope it isn't getting too cold for Miriam.
Don't think you need worry about that. What was that you said just now about George being home on leave, Sally?
I said he'd be ours for a whole year now.
I wonder...
You have been listening to the Columbia Workshop in a radio adaptation of The Brushwood Boy from the famous short story of the same name by Rudyard Kipling. The part of George Cotter was played by Mr. Earl Larimore. Tonight's adaptation was written by Eustace Wyatt and directed by Earl McGill. Bernard Herrmann conducted the orchestra. This is the Columbia Broadcasting System.